And we've had a very, I suppose, constructive process throughout the last number of months with regards to the whole budget process. I think all parties and none participated in that process and participated very well. As I said, the members put forward their proposals, their concerns, as they felt at the priorities of the people. And to the best of this council's ability, they're well addressed within this book here. I suppose the basic services like roads, we always need more money for roads. We're going to be fighting for more money, additional money for housing maintenance, which was a huge priority for us all. The whole area of tourism, marketing, I think this council has stepped up to the mark in this area in the last number of years. We're going to continue to do that. We need to be positive about the great county we have. But I think as a whole, and I think it has to be said, as a council now, this council is working very well together. And I think that's important because at the 2014 election, that's exactly what the people expect us to do. That's the strong mandate and the message we got from the people. So I'm delighted, I suppose, as chairman of the council, to be presiding over a council that's working very well, because that's what the people want. We want to support the officials going forward, and we need to work together as a team. And of course there is areas that we need additional funding from central government, and we need to go forward as a team in addressing that as well. So I think today is a very good day overall. It was a very constructive day, but there's many areas of concern, and we have the whole area of cross-border group that was touched on too. But I think this executive here is addressing that, working hand in hand with the elected members, and I think that's what we need to continue to do.
And important that, as you mentioned, it's a positive message that's going out in social media, that's selling newspapers, that's going out in the radio. It's not about the arguments and the adjournments and the dragging things on to the middle of the night.
Well, of course, you're going to have disagreements, and you're going to have, I suppose, that's the nature of politics. But I think by and large, most people are getting the same things, the same concerns, whether it's the housing list, whether it's the roads and stuff. Most people are getting them same. We need to work together to try and address them together. And I think that's what this council is doing together. You know, there's many areas that we do feel we need to address. The whole area of broadband is an issue that we need to, I suppose, hold central government to account as well. But I think if we go together as a team to central government, we're a stronger team. And now with the re-establishment of the situation in Stormont as well, is vitally important to us here in Donegal. We have recognition of the Letterkenny Dairy or Gateway. That's the Donegal Dairy Strabane Council working together. That has for the first time ever been recognised yesterday evening in the new Stormont agreement. And that simply came about because we as a council here last July, all 37, agreed a new blueprint going forward. And the 40 councillors in the new Dairy Strabane Council agreed the same proposal. So the two chief executives of Donegal, Seamus Neely and John Calpe, and Dairy Strabane Council are working together. We now have a bottom-up approach to address the needs of the people of the Northwest. And I think that's what we need to do. Of course, the A5 is very important to us as well. But I think if we're working together right across the political divide, I think we can achieve much more. And I hope by the, I suppose, sense of agreement and commitment here by all parties today, that we can continue to work in this fashion.